This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, bro. Episode 54. Look at you. Dude, Columbia, now you're in Vegas.
Vegas, baby. Vegas. Dude,
they gave Talk to the Urinal a free suite, right? They gave us this free suite for the championship weekend.
What can I say, dude? I'm always on the road with I'm taking the pod on the road, dude.
I like it, man. Where do we we'll start before we get into our locks. Let's go right into the Lakers. We're getting some momentum, right? Let's start with a positive. AD looked like he was all the way back. That's what you like to see.
I agree.
This is what we want.
You took the words out of my mouth. That is the positive. I like AD. So last night, the Sixers game, obviously, I liked how AD took control of the court is what I saw in AD. I saw AD out there being the general, which I think that he needs to be, especially when LeBron's out, because LeBron didn't play.
I totally agree. Yep.
AD needs to be the general, and I loved him taking that role. Even when the whole trash went down, Carmelo and the fan.
Yeah.
Is it me or did every single Laker player just freeze and not do anything? But AD ran to get in
you
the
like
middle
to see
of
that,
the
right?
Fan
like
and,
that.
And Carmelo. Exactly.
Yeah. I like AD was locked in. This is the AD that we always – I mean, this is the championship AD when we won. But sometimes he doesn't do this all the time. Like, what are we going to get out of him tonight, you know? Is he just going to shoot jumpers and not be aggressive? That's the thing. We want this every night, dude. Come on. But so that's the positive.
The back-to-back. Yeah. You got to hammer Charlotte, right?
Oh, right, well, now just in – I know our pod's going to come out tomorrow, but no LeBron and AD tonight. They already are out. So this is where it's frustrating. So let's get into the negative. It's like we're going to have our three guys back, and then AD comes back.
I know.
LeBron's out. It's like, Jesus, man.
It's very frustrating. But still, you know, the other thing, how many turnovers did Westbrook have last night?
Six.
I think five. So six. Was it six?
Offensively, he was good, but the turnovers are still killing me, dude. But that's like we said, live and die with Westbrook.
The other thing about Westbrook, I'm watching the game last night and I see him taking these jumpers from way outside the arc. It's like, why? We don't need him doing that. And then all of a sudden, the next play, like he drives to the hole, dishes, gets the contact. Yeah. It's like, that's the Westbrook.
Or drives to the hole and just makes an easy layup. You're like, dude, why don't you just do that every time? I don't know.
Yep.
And it also just so another negative, it just shows how limited our role players are. Oh my God. If Monk has a bad night or dude, it's these guys.
Ariza never even got in the game. DeAndre never got in the game.
Avery
right?
Bradley 1-for-6, Melo 4-for-11, Monk 3-for-13. Now he's hurt. It's just like, we're very limited roster, dude. It comes down to our big three. And then, how many games have they played together?
That's the thing. That's what I said. The injuries are going to kill us, dude. Our age is going to kill us. I think too many injuries, too many guys there. I mean, we can't have the big three on the court at one time. It seems like, and I said this, I texted you yesterday. Of course, the minute AD comes back, now LeBron's out. Russ got a little scary injury there. For
and
a second.
AD, did you see him go to the locker room? Remember? I was like, you hurt his wrist already. Oh, he's already out again. Dude, what did we say last pod, dude?
It's glass.
It's a wrist. It's a knee. It's an ankle. This is ridiculous.
If it's not a knee thing, it's a arm thing. It's a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh. So frustrating. And now, no, it is really frustrating because he had such a big game. Now he's out tonight. It's the long term. I get it. Sit out these games. I just want us with some momentum on this road trip, and we're not going to get it. We're probably going to lose the next two.
I know.
And be like it's three games under 500. I just don't want to have to play the playing game, right? It's looking that way.
I don't either, but we did it last year. It worked out for us last year, although we got bounced after that. But
yeah,
I mean, I don't know. Honestly, the NBA right now, the way it's shaping up, it's reminding me of the NBA from like 10 years ago. It seems like there's no parity right now. It seems like you got a couple teams in both conferences, and then it's a very, very distant rest of the field.
I totally agree, man. I totally agree with you. And, I guess, congrats to Stanley Johnson getting a 2-year contract, dude. 10-day Stanley.
No more. Yeah, no more. Pay as
10-day Stanley, which is a great story because he was a top 10 pick, I think, coming out of Arizona, and then he's bounced around the league, and now he's signed a 2-year deal with the Lakers. That's huge.
So I feel like he was the Boost Mobile player of our team. Just pay as you go. Like we're paying for minutes as we go.
So he definitely earned it. He earned it. And LeBron, another. I think he passed Kobe in All Star starting. Games. Oh, by the way, it's been 2 years since
Kobe's anniversary. RIP Kobe, poor one.
That was a rough day. Again, it's just like it's still shocking to me. It's still hard to like, you know what I mean?
No, I hear you, man.
Except
I hear you.
It's crazy.
I
can't believe it's 2 years. But RIP Kobe, love you. And all and Gigi
Mamba.
And all of them.
Actually, you know what's funny? I was actually just walking in Vegas. I saw an art store selling, you know, they have random, like, you know, little art shops in some of the malls here in Vegas. Saw an amazing, amazing piece of art. It was actually, it said Kobe Black Mamba, and then it actually had Kobe's arm that somebody painted. I went in to look at the piece. I didn't even ask for a price, but it had Kobe's arm. It was just Kobe's arm. Mm-hmm. It was a long piece, really beautiful. He was palming a basketball, and it had a Black Mamba wrapped around his arm.
That's awesome.
And then the mouth of the snake was his hand holding the ball. I was like,
no way. That's dope.
Dopest photo.
That is dope. So that's a little Lakers Kobe story. For you. Yeah. We're a couple games under 500. And we'll probably lose the next two if these guys are out. But the main thing is the long term. Don't risk another future injury that's going to kill us. Because as long as we get in the dance with those three superstars, you never know.
Just get in the dance. Get everybody healthy. If it takes longer for us to get healthy, we're fine. We're still around, hovering around 500. We've seen in the NBA. We've seen teams get in the playoffs sub 500.
And I'm not worried about, like you said, I'm not worried about anyone except for the people at the top, right? Warriors and Suns, right? We could be the
exactly.
New one
else, but we got to go in healthy. Oh, remember last playoff?
Oh, I know. Actually, I think we could have beat the Suns if AD stays healthy, right?
Exactly. We didn't ever know what AD was on the court. We didn't know what it was. He was healthy. Was he not? We knew he was injured.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's it. And they want to do quick Kings. Dude.
We got it. Actually, we got it. They're hot right now. That was the play yesterday. I texted the group chat with McGinley. The play should have been Kings with Team USA and UCLA.
Oh, UCLA too. UCLA is they're playing like the championship team that we thought they were gonna. Yeah,
big win. I mean, I know we're on Kings now, but jumping over big win for UCLA against Arizona.
That was like the win of the year. Huge win.
And they shut them down. The defense showed up. They shut Arizona down.
If they play like that, they'll be back in the top. Well, they didn't. Did they make the top? No, they made the Final Four. They'll be back in the Final Four if they play like that.
I'm loving Los Angeles sports right now. I mean, yes, the Lakers are they're a little suspect right now, but the Lakers, we still got time with the Lakers.
So got start. We still got LeBron.
The Kings are playing out of their minds. Right now, the Kings are playoff bound. We're going to playoffs. We're back in the playoffs as of right now, which
is amazing.
About.
If they do make it, it's amazing, like story, right? To bounce because it's still all rebuild mode, right?
And exactly.
Back, yeah.
And you know, crypto.com center is gonna be lit for those playoffs when the Kings get back in. UCLA is looking phenomenal.
See what happens to UCLA too. When you get fans back.
I know
they play like a whole different squad.
Way to figure that one out, Newsom.
Thank God. Jeez. And Kings, UCLA, that's great. They killed Cal last night, right?
They killed Cal. Yeah. Cal's done.
I think UCLA might win out, to be honest. Well, I know the Pac-12's good. That USC game's going to be good. When do they play then?
Pac-12's tough. The Pac-12 is tough. Because, I mean, you saw we dropped that game to Oregon in overtime that we should have won.
What if we had fans? If you and I there, UCLA, they would have won.
Oh, yeah, we would have been fucking waving the towels, doing the 8 clock. Can I get an 8 clock?
You would have been on a knee like you were at Yard House.
Oh, God, don't remind me. Damn those Niners. Niners. Well, it was the Niners. They didn't take the knee. They fucked our parlay. That's neither here nor there. You know, we move on from that. Now
Jimmy G would have taken the knee. Remember, that's when what's his name was the play? Yeah, Jimmy G. We'll get to Jimmy G soon, though. But yeah,
we got a whole NFL segment coming up.
Yeah, but just good time to be LA, right?
Good time to be LA. No your Dodger talk yet. Nothing to touch on the Dodgers, but
nothing to touch on the Dodgers, right? Just besides
still having meetings.
Oh, but they're progressing a little bit, right? We're getting somewhere.
I hope.
Jeff Passan says a little bit of hope.
There's hope. Before we get into NFL, I mean, I don't know if you caught this, the Aussie Open semifinals.
I know you're in Vegas watching it. I'm a Nadal guy. I always personally liked him. I know you were rooting for your Italian boy. What's his name?
I was rooting for the Italian boy, Benettoni. Okay. And how old is he?
His future's looking real good, bro.
He's young. He was the 7 seed. He honestly is solid. He had way too many unforced errors. We're not going to get into big tennis thing here, but he had way too many unforced errors in that match. He did not deserve to win it, and Dahl deserved to win. He just kept on hitting the ball straight into the net. He was just in his own head.
Some unforced errors.
Unforced errors. But on the bright side, on the women's side, we've got Collins in the final. She's playing Barty in the final. I actually think she could take her down, dude.
No, I know.
She could take her down. Collins is hot right now, and we all know what happens when you get hot in sports.
Yep.
Collins is very hot right now. She's playing tennis out of her mind.
To beat Barty in a dude. Never know.
You know what? After this pod, I might run downstairs and see what the line is on there. I might sprinkle a little on Collins.
A little sprinkle
a little on Collins.
Dude, right? For USA, you got to.
Do it for the USA.
Yeah, and then it's a bummer that we're not. Actually, the final is going to be good. It's Medvedev against
Medvedev versus Nadal,
which is an amazing final. But we always want Joker Nadal, right? That would have been amazing. If Joker, come on, Australians rules. It should be Nadal Joker right now. God damn it!
And don't forget Nadal. I believe he has been in the final the past 3 or 4 years in the Aussie Open and lost them all.
Okay, I know he owns the French Open, right?
But he owns French. He owns clay. He owns Roland Garros on the clay. Yeah. He only has one Aussie Open title under his belt, I believe.
Okay, who's the crazy thing? Is Joker and
Federer? It's always Joker or Federer. But the thing is, with Nadal, I believe, if he wins this, he now gets to 21 Grand Slams.
Oh shit, man!
So that Nadal Joker most Grand Slams, it's a race right now.
I was listening to PTI the other day. Kornheiser made a good point. The guy that's in between all these, didn't Medvedev beat? If I'm saying his name right, yeah, I know. But did he beat Djokovic to end his Grand Slam?
He did.
Okay, he's saying that guy's gonna be in between of these guys, like getting the, because now he might meet.
He's gonna be up there.
No, he's not going to be up there as far as term, but he's going to be the guy that's going to stop these guys from getting these crazy records. I mean, he beat Djokovic, then
he's might number be two in the world right guy's now. Unbelievable. So he's up there. No, I know. He's solid.
I don't think he's going to get those records, but he's solid.
Nadal actually has a winning record head-to-head against him, so Nadal has beaten him when it counts.
But there's no way that's he's a lock. I'll take
– No way he's a Medvedev, lock.
But plus, you're going to get plus money on what's-his-name, so take it.
Well, actually, who's the dog right now? Nadal has to be the underdog, right?
Oh, you think? Oh, shit.
Yeah, because it's 2 versus 6. Medvedev's number 2 seed in the world. Nadal's number 6.
Okay, but then, if Nadal's favored, they're fishy line, right?
Exactly. I think it's going to be a close match. Nadal will be there. This is by far not going to be a blowout. I can see this thing going five games.
Yeah, I'll take the over games. There you go. It's going to go 5 sets for sure.
I'm sure. What's the over? The over's got to be 3.5 or 4.5.
Yeah, and then how many total games you think? Got to be in the 40s, right? Or how's that usually? Or
at least, because I could see this being a war of attrition.
It's gonna go the distance.
Outlast the other person. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is a heavyweight fight.
So it's gonna be good. What time is that on?
I want to say it's at like 10 p.m. on.
Oh, you'll be at Circa again. Oh, on Sunday. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Right after all the,
if I'm not mistaken, I think they have a day. No,
actually, I looked. I'm looking right now. It says
carry the one our Sunday time, East Coast
30 a.m. So Saturday night when you're out at Circa, you just be like, go bet on.
Exactly.
You're gonna be up.
I'll be rolling the dice. Gotta go. Gotta watch the finals.
Right,
enough tennis. That's the most tennis we've talked on this podcast.
Christ. We are not a tennis podcast, but you're the soccer guy. What'd you think? Did you able to watch the game? I heard they didn't play that well, but as long as we win, they got the 3 points.
A win's a win. And we played El Salvador. It was a tough game. A win's a win.
Unbelievable celebration.
I sent that celebration to with the hamstring, the fake hamstring, limping, and then he just turns it into a dance. Loved it.
That was amazing.
That is the identity of the USA team right now. They are young. They're having fun. This is, in my opinion, USA is going to make the World Cup. And I have a feeling USA is going to go deep in this next World Cup. We've beaten Mexico now 3 games in a row. That's the games that matter. I think USA, the team that we are building right now, is young. They're hungry and they're having fun, which is the biggest thing. You look at some of the USA teams from a couple, from, you know, from the past couple of decades, they've had so much pressure. These kids right now in USA are playing pressure free. They're just having fun.
That's what it's about, man.
And they're dangerous. Yeah. They are dangerous.
I read someone's tweet, some journalist, like they could, like, if all goes well, they could actually qualify next week if teams win or lose, but I know that's too early, but they're still looking good to qualify, right?
Absolutely. I mean, right now, Canada, it's a race between them and Canada.
We play Canada Sunday. That's a huge game.
That's obviously why if we beat Canada, I think we're in. You beat Canada, you're in. It's going to take a lot for us to not get in, because ever since they got rid of the hex, which I love that they got rid of the hex, that was one of the best decisions that CONCACAF did. If we can beat Canada, because Canada's decent. Canada's been playing very good soccer right now. But our kids on this team, and I call them kids, they're just young, and they just don't understand what it means to lose. They just want to go out there and have fun.
Yesterday, we even have that, what's his name? How do you say his last? Pepe? He didn't even play, right? Yeah, that's like our best player, right? That's our best
Honestly, we got so many good players. It's a different player who's the best player given day.
Only thing, great. How are these players match up to, you know, the Germanys, the Italians? That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean?
Honestly, I think they're going to do well, because you know what? I think you look at this squad and you look where these kids are playing right now and the leagues that they're playing in. This squad right now is the most experienced when it comes to playing in Europe that USA has ever had. If you look at the Landon Donovan era. You got Pulisic. You were just with the Chelsea lads last week. You got Pulisic playing in Chelsea. Yeah. You got
who's the other guy? See, that's what you're gonna
hold on. It's gonna bother me. The kid playing on Juventus right now. You got Arena out there, you got Pepe out there. Okay, I mean, so you got these guys that are playing on very quality.
All right, so they could keep right up with these guys, right? So
exactly.
All right, well, it's good to talk good things about USA soccer, right? Usually it's been bad.
It is, but I think, you know what? It's time to get in the meat and potatoes here.
Championship Sunday, bro. I'm looking to bounce back after last week. That was terrible. But no, amazing games, but just terrible picks. But, oh, man, where do we even begin, dude? I mean,
I'm ready. I got my picks. I got my locks for this weekend already.
Let's start with the new game. You go first. I got a surprise ready. You go first.
Okay, I'll honestly give you my two locks right now, and then we can dissect these games a little bit more.
That's fine. That's fine.
What do you want to do?
Well, just let's dissect the first game with your pick. Bengals Chiefs. Who you got,
dude? Right now, it is 7 points. There are some places you can find 7.5. Give me the Bengals all day long. Give me Joey B all day long. I know we talked about in the last podcast with our boy Sheffield. He talked about the 9 sacks that the O-line gave up. That's what Vegas wants you to think right now, is my opinion.
Oh, yeah, 80% of the tickets are on Chiefs, of course.
I love the Bengals getting the points. I am going to sprinkle a little bit. I can find right now +290 here in Vegas.
Little sprinkle
on the Bengals to win this game, bro. I love the Bengals in this game, dude.
I'm all in too, baby. Come on,
let's go for Ange. Let's go.
Look at this Blast jersey, bro, from back in the day when Ocho played.
Dude, Ocho Cinco?
Dude, we're doing this. We're doing this for Ocho. We're doing for Husman Zada, for Mitch, for Ange.
Yep.
It's Bengals. It's money line +7. The teasers, bounce it up.
Bengals.
Come on. For Skyline Chili, Montez perfect.
Fucking killing somebody across the middle.
Carson Palmer, Dalton. This is it. It's now or never, bro. I know.
I agree.
I said they weren't ready. Hey, I was wrong. I said they weren't ready yet, but they're obviously ready. Dude, Joe Burrow, he's ready. They beat him before 2 weeks ago. They are ready. And, the thing is, they're playing with house money. No one thinks they're going to win. Exactly. So that's where you want them.
Thank you.
Where you want them, right?
Hey, dude, we're on this together. Dude.
And there's no such thing as a letdown game, them. AFC Championship. But dude, that's a huge win for Chiefs last week. I know there's no letdown because they, but dude, that's a huge to bounce back and like, you know what I mean? Just a little, yeah.
I think this spread is incorrect, dude. I think this spread of 7/7.5, wherever you're looking,
forward makes sense to me.
I agree. I think this is, dude, the Bengals are getting no respect in this game. And dude, I know they just played at the end of the season. And I know the Bengals beat them. And what's the hardest thing to do in sports? Beat the same team twice. But honestly,
they're not scared. Joe Burrow, you think he's scared, dude? No way, bro.
Nope.
Chase, Mixon. I think what it comes down to is, can we get some Mixon going early? That's the thing. Keep Mahomes off the field. Let's go. Let's get him going. Dude, sometimes they don't even use them that much, but come on.
January Joe is going to come through.
Okay? I agree.
And here's the thing. Our boy Sheffield said last week in the pod that, you know what, 9 sacks, the O-line gave up 9 sacks. You know what you do? I guarantee you that O-line just practiced their asses off. I guarantee you they just spent the whole entire week with that protecting O-line Joe, trying to get them squared away.
Yep. I agree. And
no way they give. And
that D line's not as good as the Titans.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
The only Chiefs guy that defense is nowhere. Yeah. Chris Jones is good.
Their D is not as good as Tennessee's D. And their secondary, if Matthew
doesn't play, dude,
suspect.
Dude, Chase. Okay. Say they want to lock down Chase, dude. Higgins, Boyd, Uzumazov, Mixon out of the back, dude. They're going to keep it close, dude. And sprinkle my.
I agree 100%, dude.
I'm sorry, I'm going against the public, right?
When we get into the second game, I'm going to tell you a bet. I texted to you, McGinley, last night. I found a bet here in Vegas. I'm going to make this bet on, but we'll get to it in the second game because I do like the Bengals.
So we're all on the Bengals.
Shocker.
We're all on the Bengals.
I like the Bengals to pull the shocker, come on, dude.
Hootay, baby.
Let's go, Cincy.
Come on. I think the second game we're going to disagree on because I – okay, first of all, we're an L.A. podcast, so – go Rams. Yeah, let's go. Go Rams. Yeah, but we're not.
Go
Rams.
Go LA.
Yeah, go LA.
LA. LA first and foremost.
But I'll start here. I've seen this before. A team barely gets in and they get hot at the right time. Yeah. They got good D. They got playmakers and a quarterback. Yeah, he's not too flashy, but he makes the right plays, dude. And they beat him 6 times in a row. What do you think? Why it's all going to sudden change? And they're getting 3 points.
You mean McVay's lost 6 times in a row to Shanahan?
Oh yeah, exactly. Okay, so and they beat him twice this year. Why would I take the other? Why would I take the Rams at this point? You got to keep riding the Niners, right? So I'm going Niners money line plus a 3.5. Jimmy G will have a big game. Give it to Debo. Give it to Kittle. Let's go.
I make it serious, sir. Here's where I'm on this one. No team in the history of the NFL, modern era, pre-Super Bowl era, no team in the history of the NFL has ever won 4 straight back-to-back-to-back-to-back road games. The Niners are playing their 4th straight road game. It's never happened before. I actually think this game is a blowout. I don't think this game is close.
All right.
I think the Rams, if I could find an alternate line here in Vegas, I will take the Rams -6.5 right now. I don't think this game is close. I'm an LA guy.
Yeah.
But I'm not a Rams guy. I'm not being a homer on this. I don't think this game ends up being close. I think the Niners run into a brick wall. This game, I think that front 7 of the Rams is not going to let Debo do anything. They're not going to let Jimmy G do anything. I'm going to put it this way. I'll tell you this right now. If there was a bet, whatever the team total for San Francisco is, I'm taking the under. I don't think San Francisco scores more than 10 points in this game.
I'm glad we're on the opposite. One of us will win, but I mean, I like that we're riding Bengals, but dude, dude, I'm thinking Niners. I'm still riding with the Niners, but go
I
Rams.
Respect it. I yeah, respect yeah. it. I don't think this game is close.
A lot of Jimmy
I love
G
the
slander.
Rams minus 3.5.
All right.
And I'll tell you this. How often do I take favorites?
We don't.
How often do I take favorites? Very rarely, unless I love it. I love the Rams minus 3.5. I think the Rams win by more than a touchdown in this game.
You heard it here first.
Call me crazy, dude.
No, I just think.
Which leads me.
Yeah, which leads to your. Yeah, what's name? Give us some prop bets that you were saying, man.
This is the bet that I love. I found this at Circa last night. You can pick the matchup of the Super Bowl. You can pick the exact matchup, who will win that matchup. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love the Rams to beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl right now is plus 815.
Wow. Jesus, man. Take all the money you invested in crypto and put it on.
Throw 50 bucks on that. Throw 50 bucks on that.
You're
coming $507. Exactly.
By
Vegas, baby. Vegas. Dude.
Oh, my. Yeah, man.
I absolutely love that bet. The odds are the juice on that is
you got to nice. Take. Plus you're not going to. Yeah. First of all, I don't want a rematch 49ers Chiefs. We do not want that. We already saw that 2 years ago.
I don't want it.
I think 49ers Bengals, which happened, I don't even know, 40 years ago, 40th anniversary. Yeah. Rams, you thinking Rams Bengals? I'm going 49ers Bengals. Call's crazy, yep. But dude, we're going against the Chiefs. Dude, whatever. Right?
We got to, man. Are they going to make the Super Bowl 3 years in a row?
It'll be four or three.
Is it four or three? Shit, you're right.
They might be right. Three. I don't know.
It's for sure. If for sure would be three
well,
this
for
year
sure
at least.
Three. Yeah, because they lost the Patriots to the AFC Championship. So it wouldn't be four Super Bowls in a row. It would be three. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I like Cincy. I like Cincy with the points. I like them a little sprinkle on the money line, and I think the Rams blow it out, dude. I think the Rams are going to flex their muscle. I think the Rams are back home in their stadium now, and I think they taste the Super Bowl, and I think they know that nothing's going to get in their way, and I think they
I'll give you that because they did. What did we say when they made those moves? They're all in.
They're all in. They're all in, and this is what they needed. They needed to go on the road. They needed to beat TB12.
TB12, that's how
you... And now they're back home, and they know they do not have to leave Los Angeles for the next 3 weeks if they win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're all in. This is what
you
did. This is what
you
built for.
You make great points, but I'm just going to ride the team that barely gets in and gets hot. And Jimmy G, a winner, and I just like how that team plays. But, hey, we'll see, right?
I will tell you this, though. I will tell you this. The four teams that are left – I don't have a dog in this fight whatsoever.
Yeah, me either. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I care 10 times more about this year's Super Bowl halftime show than the actual game.
Yes. I can't wait, dude. You see the promo
score
with the trailer, dude?
I did see the trailer. That little piano rising out of the Pacific Ocean.
When Dre's walking on the beach, dude, I can't wait, bro.
Dude, I'm more excited about the halftime show than the actual Super Bowl. I'm not going
to
lie.
We'll be doing halftime bets instead of the full, right? To the concert.
I'm
going to
be in so many squares. I'm going to be in so many squares. I'll take the over-under on how many songs Dre puts out. I'll bet a bet on the halftime show. Can I bet on the halftime show? Is that a bet?
I think were you able to right now? Give us the national anthem over right now. I don't even know who's singing it, but just take the over.
Who is singing it? Actually, that's a great question. Who's singing it?
I'm surprised that in Vegas they don't have the props out yet. It's usually a last minute thing who's singing it. Just hopefully it's not Fergie. Remember? Giants hiring Bills offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll as head coach. Wow. Giants are back.
I did see that. I don't see anything on who's singing the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Nothing listed yet. Is that a thing that they usually list? I apologize.
Those are our picks. Dude, this guy's in Vegas.
Lighting
this guy's
on me.
In Vegas. This guy's having a ball. That's our picks.
I do it for the pod,
dude,
bro.
Go Bengals, bro. Who day? I used to play
Let's
there.
Go Bengals.
With those
Let's go
I used
Bengals.
To play there. I was water boy, but we had a good time. Come on. Come on, bro.
Let's go Bengals. I'm all in on the Bengals right now, dude. I'm all in the Bengals.
That guy's always liked them. Always.
Do it for Ange. I remember Ange used to wear that Bengals hat when they were like one.
You don't know, but you'll meet him. They've always stuck with him. See, me, I liked him when Ocho was on team. And then I kind of backed off. These guys, they were fans with them when they were in last place. So I'm all the way back on the bandwagon. I'm sorry, guys. That's how it goes. Yeah. All right, let's go.
I've never been on the Bengals bandwagon, but I'm rooting for them.
But you're rooting for them, right? You're rooting for them. And you're going to be in – so you'll be in Vegas for the game Sunday.
I'll be in Vegas.
Okay.
We'll be at Circa. We're all in on the Bengals. We're split on the Niners, Rams. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, I might have to text you for some prop bets Sunday.
Let's do it.
A couple prop bets that if anyone's tailing, anytime TD Beckham and anytime TD T Higgins. Boom. Lock it God. In.
Beckham. I like the Beckham pick. And I was an anti-Beckham guy.
Yeah, I know. And
he's proved me wrong. Yeah, he's proved me wrong. I'll admit that. I'll eat crow on that. He's proved me wrong.
Yep. All right, man. Well, have a ball in Vegas and we'll talk. And good luck to all you guys' picks out there. Let's have another. It's not going to top for the divisional boys. Round, but it's going to be some good games. I agree. Well,
it you could. Think
one's going to be a it blowout. Could. Dude, yeah. It could be two blowouts. It could be, but we'll never know. We'll see. We'll see.
I'm taking chalk and dog.
Chalk and dog. I'm taking both dogs, baby.
Let's go. I'll be the 3-card table. I'll hit you.
I'll be at the crabs table.
Later.